as my stomach grew beyond comprehensible proportions, there was another kind of stretching going on, a deeper, slower, more substantial enlargement. My heart was getting bigger as well. My heart began to grow with the first flutter of joy at the prospect of becoming a mother. It increased when I felt the first butterfly movements inside my body that the book I was reading said was my unborn child. It grew when I felt my first substantial kick, and it continued to grow as my husband and I watched our baby do aerobics inside my belly. Becoming a mother is an amazing thing. Just ask a woman to tell you her birth story or her adoption story, and she will gladly do so with the same zeal as a soldier recounting a victorious battle. When I held my son for the first time, when he nursed at my breast, when I traced his cowlick with my fingers, I felt a stirring in the depths of my soul. It shocked me. I hadn't been this moved since I first surrendered and invited Jesus to come and take his rightful place in my heart as my king. I loved my husband passionately, but this was altogether different. This fierce, abandoned, protective, devoted love was wholly new and profound. I had become a mother. Everything in the world changed. Now not only had my body grown, but my heart had expanded to the point that it no longer fit inside me. It now took the form of an 8-pound mystery that was intensely vulnerable and demanding and hard to figure out. Those first few weeks were tenuous, scary. What am I saying? It's still tenuous and scary. My heart is out and about, walking around in three young men in a world that is beautiful and fallen, wonderful and dangerous. Motherhood is a hard thing. As time passes, our babies are born and leave the safety of our womb. They crawl and walk and then run away from us. In fact, a good mother is working toward the day when her son or daughter will healthily and happily live completely independent of her. The joy of being a mother is so very closely linked with the sorrow of being a mother. It is holy ground. The core desires of your heart. The scriptures tell us the heart is central. Above all else, guard your heart, for it is the wellspring of life. Proverbs 4, verse 23. Above all else. Why? Because God knows that our heart is core to who we are. It is the source of all creativity, courage, and conviction. It is the fountainhead of our faith, our hope, and of course, our love. This wellspring of life within us is the very essence of our existence, the center of our being.